Hello, gur míle maith go Julie, bhí sin go hálaing ar fad mar chur láthair. Bainnachtaí ó bhaile a chlia, weimse agus ó mothurnap an seo. Rinne mé é a thníí an tachtain sicáte mas réil le bheith eiscint. Agus mar sibh ar fad ar na dánta, so fair play for all the five-word poems, which I loved hearing as I was sitting here waiting. And míle buíochas le Paul as an gcuire a bheith i láthair an nocht, is áling a bheith i bhur dánta. And it's actually quite nice to be here virtually, even though I haven't done something virtual since the pandemic, because I've been sick for the last week. I know, Julie, you perform under the name She Loves Calpol, and I've been a bit of a She Loves Expetex for the last week, so hopefully I'll come out the other side of it. So I'm going to go through a variety of different poems. I just realized I can't hear you, which is actually kind of funny. So I'll just assume it's all good noises. That's happening. Oh, I hear you now. I can. You just weren't making noise because I was talking, I suppose, which makes sense. Congratulations to Gurmla on her win as well. She actually inspired me. I'm going to be reading a poem about a tattoo later on that isn't really finished, but she just inspired me to give it a read. So, Shalin. So Julie, you mentioned that I had a poem in Washing Windows, which is a series of anthologies by Ireland House. They all contain 100 poems by 100 women, chosen by Alan Hayes and with an introduction by Nuala O'Connor. So this poem is called Untitled, and I've been thinking a lot recently about the legacy that we leave or don't leave as women, and how I feel about that. And I wrote this for my mother. Untitled. When their mother found her voice, she began to ask why. Her five children, whose DNA she had knitted with the pith of her bones, who she'd pushed into the world with a battle cry. Why they did not bear her name. Why her name would die with her. Why? One of her children makes a change and is blasted every other day with, how does your poor dad feel that you're not taking his name? By people who dance on the point without seeing it, only ever asking, how does he feel? And never, how does she? Thank you, John. Good Mahagwiv. So my surname actually is quite unintentionally Ní Éi, which is short for Ní Éineachán. Which is my dad's surname, Dearnóis. But I was being interviewed by an academic, agus d'fhoirsigh, call inis dom faoi ní é, an ráit is feminach é. So she asked me if my surname was a feminist statement because it actually translates as not him. So from now on, I'm just pretending that was intentional. And yes, that's what it means. So this next poem is also about a member of my family. It's about my little brother. He was recently elected as a local councillor. He's 25, so he's the youngest councillor on the block. And he hadn't really been doing much in politics beforehand. He'd been very involved with the local community though, and he just decided he's going to be running for local councillor. And the morning he got elected, I wrote this poem for him. It's called My Brother the Spaceman. When I told you that the computer that landed man on the moon had less technology than a modern toaster, you strapped mom's good four slicer to your back and duct taped a fishbowl over your head. People laughed. Experts said it'd never fly, and thousands turned out to watch you try. I can still feel the electric shock that rocked the crowd when you took off, crumbs flung as you climbed up, 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 airborne, achieving the unfeasible. And when you touched down above, you shouted, "The view up here is unbelievable." You took some gamble, your new fans agree, over the blasts of the brass band. But I know that even if you never left the ground, you'd have been grand, happy to have tried your hand. That's for Barry Heenan, running for the Dáil now in the next election. He wasn't happy with getting up to the moon with the fishbowl on his head. So if you hear of anyone in Dublin Bay North, let them know. So this next poem is a queer reworking and an English translation. It's a translation, but it's kind of more of a just a version of it. of a traditional Irish Seanad song, which is called Cort Vallianó, which comes from Mayo. And the original is, if you know anything about Seanad, you've heard a lot of songs like this before. It's an unrequited love song from the male perspective. And you know this kind of song where he's heartbroken, he praises the woman's beauty, he's physically sick that he can't be with her, he makes promises of land and jewels and riches, but nothing will do because she's already married to someone else and he's too late, basically. And that's just kind of the way it often goes. So I was asked to write this, or to work on this kind of version of the poem, for the Say a Song project by Dhurin Nglacan. And there's a variety of different writers involved, including Molly Toomey, who's right beside me on the page there, who has her own reworking of a poem. Thank you for clapping on my behalf. So if anyone's interested, I think they're going to be doing events around the country, and they're going to be free events because Dhurin is really eager. Just gemeint is ar fáil don phobal agus nach mai aon mhaca gruinne a bheith buinte leis. And the whole point of it really is to make Seanad more accessible so that more people can engage with what it is. So I wrote this poem, Cort Ballinú, based on it. And I knew I wanted it to be a queer version of the Seanad song. And it had to be about two men because I wanted to set it in the past, and really any time before today, it would have been completely hard. Well, it would have been very hard to imagine that a woman would have land and would have property and would have anything to give. So I wrote it about a man and just thought about the an uigness of winnachlasin, like muin of a gut, ach ni fed lat the hail of a gut, agus an muin sin chinal. So, Cort Ballinú. Yesterday morning, the light dazed my eyes as I cut through Cort Ballinú. Then my stomach twisted as I traced in the distance his frame, a moving statue. I slowed and saw his jaw smooth as sand. I pictured him lathered, razor in hand. I would have jumped out, but he wasn't alone. So I drove straight on down the road. I thought back to the night my engine cut out, left me cursing in the dark. How a stranger pulled in, said he'd give me a lift if I'd only give him some work. Springsteen blaring, the air was full of something that I'd never known. The flesh on this wanderer's bones was already becoming my home. Women to me, bees to a honey pot. I'm a farmer's only son. He asked how life feels with the future in hand, 'cause he's always had to run. I was drawn to him by constant waves of longing plunging down. One twilight, I knelt and unlaced his boots, and he gently stroked my crown. I'm told I'm gone old since I lost the spalpeen who set up now in Cort Ballinú. They say, hadn't he luck to make such a good match? Him coming from nothing, too. Yes, he was strapping, and yes, it's true, he left me in the lurch. We used to sweat out in the fields. We used to slow dance among the birch. He'd say, ask, and I'll take you far away from the palm of this brutal place, of furrowed brows and peering eyes that begrudge us the light of day. But I wouldn't leave, and we couldn't stay where living could get us killed by a gang of lads who never miss mass or a chance to act out the hate instilled. So when that girl's father laid out his plan to make a man of you one town over, I couldn't stand in the way of your chance when I had only shadows to offer. We were born to run away from this trap. Now I'm stranded alone in my outpost, a bottle of whiskey in my lap, haunted by the ghost of almost. My old heart burns and my sore head yearns for the pillow of your chest. In golden fields at sunset, I choke on my regret, because every swaying blade of grass whispers tales of you. and I torch it all to the ground for one more hour with the king of Cort Ballinu. Mí má goh. An cheann seo scríb mé é ggur lúlúnasa im mlíana ó lúlúnasa an slám gaiige an chéad cean tá cean eile inis ar an bhód. So I wrote this for the Lúlúnasa Irish Language Slam, which is on in Belfast every year, and I spent ages on it and I really wanted to win agus bhí an áthas ar mar bhuaigh mé an sin. So it was worth the week of late nights and trying to get it done. And it's funny that I'm performing this through the internet because it's kind of a lament the internet exists. But it does have its advantages, but as I'm sure you're all very aware, it has a lot of disadvantages too. So this is called Beofra. Vug carolum galore na cathrach, orasán uair. Is ar lach gach fuinneoige tá cach colour. Táid bracha le cairn chacha le bolla bréin. Is dúisian si a bracha gach lé. Ní le dúchracht ach go dúach. Ag na francaigh le scí hán, flop flop, cú cú. Ach nach iad an díl trua. Lé mé faoin domestic pigeon. Póratha, ceansatha, is ciúnatha a gcoinne. Níos si a siar ná éin eile. Colór. I d'a bléidí na maspatáime granta. In iriglyphí na n'Egyptach, tagart dianta. Mar fatí leis na cinnta, is iad a gobar go dian le litreacha a sheachad a leis na mílte bliain, go dánig an telegram, an telefón, an tidirlín. Is inis, cíimid iad gan chórum, díomhuiin. Well, níor lé mé sin, ní lé am mórán. Caham na hóranta a cloig a féachaint ar Íseán, déanta ag stráinséirí a bhain amach cáil as tuairimí é daoine a rinne a ghála. Sos ar bith ón siar craobh scaoile. Craobh scaoile. Scapa síolta. Síolta as a bhásan crín hús san seo. Crín a bhíon falsa gan tréimhecha. Is ní fada gur líonmhara bots na daoine déanana. AI seach is fear aig, yaslam veco ferfa kena. Tor doing inu niv le hul an vishin, mil ar mishnach faida is fein vunin, le riv kind riachtanach gan vun na bor. NASA, era gwild Saturn demure. Togart atha hana fein rochian le vegrenor. Is hogamer fein an brat summer lin. Slugamid sheer an shacharon in ar gwirda. Is cé ag léas an pert, an té a íchas an píbre. Ís na fáisnéise, na ráméise, na féin spéise. Fáisnéis, fáisnéis, gach át bio, ach gan ein tiscint, puin. Ima fóca tá an ile ní ar dáan in ein tías, an tólas ag mo chóhán, mo chligin in na gligín. Bhí guís ag na dríthe gan fuaca bhraca sias. Is de gach solas glas go fíorúil beo ar an bhód tá zambi faoi smacht ag a bhón. So éirí gas, a deir tú, bheadh sé le do leas. Scrios do chuid cuntas, té amach, tuit som grás. Is ba dheas é lú ach an dighing se ar ré. Is mura mé an gníomhach an dighach éine mé. Caithan fervor a gcoinne, fervor an lé ar lína. Chonachri is trochti, fogri, 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 think pieces, fween, idderlin, to hear a snee of Ivania fi. Lauer, nuchtan, telefish? Near harlische, murawilche erline. Is da lameheng, da shameheng on chorus more gree? Kaveting dull. An will ein schli nach nein fi diem ein cur ago di san vina ha eg an rod don yul team in nian na feina misha oshin. Lach na fwinyoiga im mo chlor di vwin. San ord nua sha an gyaditer nyav hin. mí agam. Is mar idir mé níos sé caiilte orm go raibh sé sin ag tarna trí an idirlín. Ach seo linn agus tá sé go deas. Bhí dáin ag Massimo a bheith an fáimhir póm agus bhí sé caiin faoi teangacha agus buan an dáin seo a teangacha freisin. An teanga mharamh seo. Is dáné is scríb mé bunathe ar an nach caiinte sin na chluise bit ar fád go minic. Irish is a dead language. Mostly said by people who don't know anything about Irish, because if they did, they would know she's very much alive. I actually ended up falling in love with someone who speaks Irish. So then when people started saying it was a dead language, it sounded even more ridiculous. And I wrote this poem. An teanga mharamh seo. Chluisim iad, i muíomh, gur teanga mharamh í. Is cum liom sa riach. Phuac, a higinn na glagairí faoi na hamantaí is beo. Dá mian aici. Oh my God, I was laughing so much. I did a poem, you know, kind of against the internet, and then the internet fails.
Happy Queen of Virginia.
So funny. Oh, AI knows more than we think. I mean, Julie, how much longer do you want me to do? I know that probably caused a delay.
Yeah, ni lein brewer so couple done Ellen ni like
Okay.
all ton time going so as
Good
you
job. Okay. So I'm not sure if you got much of that poem, but I'll read the English translation anyway. I'll just quote Gurmla. Salach is a dirty word. Just fantastic line. But this is the English translation, and it's called This Dead Tongue, and it's I suppose it's such a fein vina. I overhear them profess that my tongue is dead. I couldn't care less. They can't even grasp their own lack, entirely blind to her most vital moments. Here she is, as I root through my vocabulary, wholeheartedly seeking a fitting definition for our bind, knot, tie. Here she is, far away beneath a starlit sky, as you murmur enchantments into your device that fly as by magic through the air to my ear. Here she is, a suggestion, as I kneel before you in a trendy city center hotel. Here she is, this dead tongue pouring from your mouth while you are in mine. Here she is, this tongue that licks. This is the tongue that strokes and flicks. Here she is, here and here. The vocative case. I call your name, your name, your name. Dear Margaret. Scríobh mé sin ag tús caidreamh agus scríobh mé an cean seo le déanaí. I'm not sure, this one's not really finished, but I think it's kind of, it comes in the series. So this one is called An Béal Beo Seo. Tá athrú tagtha ar mo chuid cainte, dar le carolam le bhaca le tamall, an bhéim i bogadh i dro dheireann na bhfocail. Ní miostal liom a chlos, ing an istam a tharla, is maith a thuigim an fáth. Tá de bhlas das ar mo bhéalsa, mé go seasta féad an áil. Tá athrú tagtha ar mo chuid cainte, is tá mórtas orm an cuireann seo a ghlacadh, tilte go maith tráthnóta i dtaca, nó a chrónú na hí ar thaobh slé, fé sholas scialaí, caite le d'shaobh, i mo chluais do mhéal bian go háirí gréine. If you haven't noticed, we're in the love corner now. So this is my first like relationship where I've written love poems, and I've written an embarrassingly large amount of them. So this one's called Return Journey. And it's written, this was a commission by Literature Wales, and it's there's a type of poetry they have which is like a strict meter called cynghanedd. Which this is not technically in Cynghanedd because it's so strict. It starts off more so, and then I wrote to them and I said, "Oh, does the whole poem have to be in the meter?" And they said, "Oh no, just kind of inspired by." So it kind of unravels a bit as it goes along, but it's a really beautiful way of making words go together, I suppose. So I hope you enjoy it. Return Journey. As twilight falls, each twilled field conjures you. They're new, these reveries, a forever tie felt soul deep. I knit you into all I see. Jigsawed stone walls stand with years not budging. My bus journey further south, spent peering out, greeting gorse, horse, cows, house. I fear I've hurt you too much. Would if I could curl into cloth. Be constant, a good strong stone pinned into place, purpose known. The world's on pause in snapshot, a thorny thicket, a turlough, only a lake on occasion, the constant change of nature. The way I used to change you, amaze you, make you playful, but all of my stunts have sunk of late, like stones flung plunk in a lake. But this, I smile at a lis, a wild island in grass neatly clipped. Some things are sacred, can't be touched, only understood in the gut. I'm on the last bus on earth. It's late, but the skies are glow and slow to fade. My heart aches. Listen closely. To me, you are holy. By hand, I wrote on my notebook's flyleaf. The price we pay for love is grief. I dreamt once of a world without you. All the fields were empty. Meaning to read one about a tattoo. So this is it. And again, it's a poem in progress, but it's really nice to read poems in front of people and see kind of how you feel about them. So Gurmagav Asavegishtach. It's called I've Never Wanted a Tattoo. I've never wanted a tattoo, but this morning, without warning, I do. A single word. Say I may regret it, as we seem to hinge in different directions, both dreaming of a day with more clarity, less questions. But I've been overcome by enough moments of shimmering awe to know this is forever love, sheer raw. I want it on me, inked, indelible, ingrained, like a knot in the log you split on a frost-tipped morning, so that even when no more words spill from my lips, my skin will still speak of you, inked on me stubbornly, like how we love each other. So please let me build my monuments, how old at their majesty. I am already branded by this love. Forever it has me. Mila Birkins Lynn, Mila Mahagot Julie, Agnes, Thomas Silgamore, Lemore, Atlas Sonish, your ball.